Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The Lord put a word in my heart for the body of Christ that I would like to share this morning. The Lord said to the church that it's time to build spiritual strength. The Lord is instructing the church to build spiritual strength. Believers, it's time to build spiritual strength. Jeremiah 9:23, talks about different kind of strength, and it's okay to build this or gain this kind of strength. Jeremiah 9:23, let's read. Say, thus said the Lord, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, let not the mighty man glory in his might, nor let the rich man glory in his riches. So let not the wise man glory in his wisdom. That is talking about mental strength. Mental is okay to build mental strength, to read, to get education, to gain mental strength. He said, let not the wise mighty man glory in his might. That's talking about physical strength, power, physical strength, which is okay to have physical strength. Bodily exercise profitably too. It's okay to build physical strength. He said, not let the rich man glory in his riches. He's talking about financial strength, which is okay to build financial strength. To build financial strength, it's okay to have mental strength, build physical strength, financial strength. But at this time, the Lord is instructing the church to build spiritual strength. It's time for us to build more spiritual strength. And why do we need to build spiritual strength? 1 Peter 5:8. 1 Peter 5:8 says, be sober, self-control, vigilant, watchful, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. Bible says, be sober, be vigilant. Because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. The devil is walking or roaring about like a lion, looking for the weak, the young, the isolated and guided believer to devour. And that's why we need to build spiritual strength. Why? Because the devil knows that his time is short and his ultimate agenda is to destroy the believer. Not just to hurt or discourage us, but to destroy, to devour and to destroy us. And that is why it's time for the believer to build spiritual strength. the second reason we need to build spiritual strength is because of the times that we are in. Because of the times that we are in. 2 Timothy 3:1 says, but know this, that in the last days, perilous times will come. Harsh, savage, difficult, dangerous, painful time, grievous times, hard to deal with times will come. We need to build spiritual strength because of the times that we are in, because of the perilous times that we're, because of the harsh, difficult and dangerous time that we're hard to deal with. That's why the church, what is affecting the world must not affect the church, must not affect the believer. Coronavirus came and people were running, the world was upside down. And that's just a part of the prophecy that was given. There's the last day, pestilence will come. Coronavirus is part of the pestilence. And that's why we need to what? Build spiritual, because the times are hard. We need to build spiritual strength. The other thing why we need to build spiritual strength, we need to build spiritual strength in order to contend for the faith. To contend for the faith. Paul said to Timothy in 1 Timothy 1:12, he said, fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life to which you were also called and have confessed the good confession in the presence of many witnesses. He said, fight the good fight of faith. We need to build spiritual strength so that we can contend, so that we can fight for the faith. Because of the times that we are in, we have to fight to contend for the faith, for the gospel against all adversary. And you can only fight if you have spiritual strength. Someone that is weak cannot fight and win. That's why you have to build spiritual strength to fight and to win. Proverbs 24:10 says, if you faint in the days of adversity, your strength is small. If you fail in the days of adversity, your strength is small. What does that person need to do? To what? To build more strength. To build more strength. We need to build spiritual strength to survive the times that we are in. And not to bow to pressures and circumstances around us. We need to build spiritual strength. If you have your Bible, I want you to open to, let's read together, Ephesians 6:10-13. Ephesians 6, the Lord is instructing the church at this time to build spiritual strength. It says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand, maybe to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. So therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all to stand, there's always going to be an evil day. But Bible says what? Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand. You know, that word withstand means to be vigorously opposing, bravely resisting, standing face to face against the adversary and standing your ground. And it takes someone that has strength that can achieve this. Standing face to face with the enemy, standing bravely resisting the enemy, standing your ground. Amen. And it's only by the Spirit of God that we can gain or build spiritual strength. It's only by the Spirit of God. It's not by power, nor by might, but by my Spirit, says the Lord. I want us to look at Ephesians 3. Let's look at the prayer of Paul to the church. Ephesians 3. I'm going to read from 14 to 16. It says, for this reason I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he will grant you according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might through his Spirit in the inner man. To what? To be strengthened with might through his Spirit in the inner man. It takes the Holy Spirit to be strengthened. Colossians 1:11 says, strengthened with all might according to his glorious power, for all patience and long suffering with joy. To be strengthened. And I look at the word, strengthen. That word means to make strong, to confirm, to enable. And 1 Corinthians 16:13 says, watch, stand fast in the faith, be brave, be strong. Stand fast, be brave, be strong. Strengthen is in the same family of the dunam power word. So we talk about dunamis, we talk about dunamia, to be able. Dunamis, power, that's supernatural power. Dunamo means to be strengthened. It is the same power, strengthened. That means take the power of the Holy Spirit for us to be strengthened as believers. Hallelujah. Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things through Christ, the anointed one who strengthens me. That means without his strength, there are some things we will not be able to do. That's that we need to build spiritual strength at this time. The believer, the body of Christ, need to build what? Spiritual strength at this time. And I want to quickly share with you on how to build spiritual strength. How to build spiritual strength. How to build this spiritual strength. Amen. Daniel 11:32. You have your Bible, just open with me to Daniel 11:32. It says, those who do wickedly against the covenant, it shall corrupt with flattery, but the people who know their God shall be strong and carry out great exploits. Those who do wickedly against the covenant, it shall corrupt with flattery, but the people who know their God shall be strong and carry out great exploits. The Bible says, my people perish for lack of knowledge, but those who know their God shall be strong and carry out great exploits. And the story of David speaks so much, to this, when he faced Goliath. In 1 Samuel, when he confronted Goliath in 1 Samuel, I want us to read that passage of the Bible. 1 Samuel 17. I'm going to read from 32. And let me, a little bit of background on what happened here. For 40 days, the Israelite and the Philistine were in array of battle. And for 40 days, Goliath always come to defy the army of Israel, and everyone in the camp of Israel, from the king to the general to the lowest person, Bible said they were afraid of Goliath for 40 days. But David showed up, And look at what David said in verse 32, 1 Samuel 17. Then David said to Saul, let no man's heart fail because of him. Your servant will go and fight with this Philistine. And Saul said to David, you are not able to go against this Philistine to fight with him, for you are a youth, and he a man of war from his youth. But David said to Saul, your servant used to keep his father's sheep, and when a lion or a bear came to take a lamb out of the flock, I went out after it and struck it and delivered the lamb from its mouth. And when it arose against me, I caught it by the lips, by the bear, and struck and killed it. Your servant has killed both lion and bear, and this uncircumcised Philistine will be like one of them, seeing he has defied the army of the living God. Moreover, David said, the Lord will deliver me from the power of the lion and from the power of the bear. He will deliver me from the hand of the Philistine. And Saul said to David, go, and the Lord be with you. Amen. Amen. See, David knew his God. He said, the Lord would deliver me. No, David said, taste and see that the Lord is good. Let's look at the account of David also in 1 Samuel, what he said to that Philistine. We're going to read from, you know, verse 45. Then David said to the Philistine, we're reading 1 Samuel 17. David said to the Philistine, you come to me with sword, with a spear, with a javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied. This day the Lord will deliver you into my hand, and I will strike you and take your head from you. And this day I will give the carcasses of the army of the Philistine to the birds of the air and the wild beast of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. Then all this assembly shall know that the Lord does not save with sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord, and he will give you into my hands. Amen. Amen. You know, this is an account of a young man. 40 days from the king, everybody were afraid. But David knew his God. Said, the Lord that delivered me. Said that this assembly may know that the Lord does not save with sword and spear. The battle is the Lord. Amen. Church, it's time to be spiritual strength by knowing your God. By knowing your God. Amen. It's time. It's not just Sunday tonic. Let's give the whole of our life to God. Let's give the whole of our life to God. Hallelujah. You know, Paul said in Philippians 3:7-11. Paul says, but what things were gained to me, these I have counted loss for Christ. Yet indeed, I also count all things lost for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish, that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which is from God my faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering, being conformed to his death, if by enemies I may attain to the resurrection from the dead. Hallelujah. That I may know him. You know, you know the Lord through fellowship. Fellowship with him in his word and prayer. You build spiritual strength. And that's one way of building spiritual strength. Knowing the Lord through fellowship. Spending more time with the Lord in the word. David said, I know that the Lord will deliver me from this Goliath. Amen. It's time to know the Lord. It's time to get into his presence. It's time for the body of Christ, for the believer, to know their God themselves. To know their God themselves, not what someone says to them. Bible said, the church in Antioch, after Paul has preached to them, they will go into the scripture to see if what Paul said is the truth. It's time for the believer to get into the word and know this God himself. Fellowship more with this God. Get to know this God yourself. Hallelujah. You know, 2 Corinthians 3:18 says, but we all with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord. The more you spend time with the Word, the more you are transformed into the image, the same image, you are transformed into the image of the Lord. Let's spend more time with the Word. Let's spend more time. That is how we can build spiritual strength at this time. Hallelujah. You know, the second thing I'm going to share with us, how to build spiritual strength. You know, Luke 18:1. Jesus was speaking. Yeah. So then he spoke a parable to them that men always ought to pray and not to lose that. Men always ought to pray and not to lose that. Colossians 1:3 says, we give thanks to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you. Praying always for you. And Thessalonians 5:17 says, pray without ceasing. Pray without ceasing. Pray without ceasing. And the kind of prayer that builds spiritual strength is what I want to share with you. The kind of prayer that builds spiritual strength. Let's read Ephesians 6:18. Ephesians 6:18. Say, praying always without prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end without perseverance and supplication for all the saints. Say, praying always with all prayer, all manners of prayer and supplication in the Spirit. Praying in the Spirit is the most sure way of building spiritual strength. Praying in the Spirit is the most sure way of building spiritual strength. Hallelujah. Amen. I want us to read 1 Corinthians 14. Let's read from 2. Look at what it says. It says, for he who speak in a tongue does not speak to men but to God, for no one's understanding. However, in the Spirit he speaks mystery. I would say, he will speak in tongues, he will pray in tongues. What? Does not speak to men but to God. For no one understands. However, in the Spirit, he speaks mystery. Say, but he will profess, speak education and exhortation and comfort to men. Say, he will speak in tongues, edifies himself. He will speak in somewhat, build himself. To edify means to build yourself. We know that man is a spirit, that's a soul, and even a body. You are a spirit being. The Spirit of God comes to live in your spirit. And that's why when you pray in the Spirit, you build yourself. You build yourself. Praying in the Spirit is essential for a believer to edify himself. You build yourself. You build yourself. You know, verse 6, I wish all spoke with tongues, but even more to prophesy. Say, for he who prophesy is greater than he who speak with tongues, unless indeed he interpret that the church may edify himself. Look at 1 Corinthians 14 from 18 to 19. Paul says, but I thank my God that I speak with tongues more than you all. Yet in the church I rather speak five words with my understanding than I may teach others that 10,000 tongues in tongues. Paul speaks in tongues. He said, I speak in tongues more than you all. Praying in spirit, what we build for 14 say, for if I pray in tongues, my spirit prays, but my understanding is unfruitful. Your spirit prays, you build your spirit, man. You build your spirit, man. You know, Jude 20, let's read Jude 20. I want to show you from Amplify. Look at what it says. It says, but you, beloved, building yourself on your most holy faith, building yourself on your most holy faith, make progress, rise like an edifice, higher and higher, praying in the Holy Spirit. That means the more you pray in the Spirit, the more what you rise higher and higher. The more you pray in the Spirit, the more you rise higher and higher. Amen. The more you pray in the Spirit, the more your spirit is in alignment with the Spirit of God. And it becomes more strengthened and stronger. It becomes easy to assess the things of God. That's the most sure way of building spiritual strength, is to pray more in the Spirit, to pray for hours in the Spirit, to build yourself, to build your spirit, man. Say, but you beloved, building yourself up, founded on your most holy faith. That's what the Bible says. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. Your faith will be built up, and to please God will be more easy. Make progress like an edifice, higher and higher, praying in the Holy Spirit. pray in the Holy Spirit, your spirit will become in alignment with the Spirit of God. Let's read 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians, I'm going to read from chapter 2, from 9. Look at what it says. But as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love Him. But God has revealed them to us through His Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God. The Spirit was searching what? The deep things of God. For what man knows the things of a man except the Spirit of the man which is in him? Even so, no one knows the things of God except the Spirit of God. No one knows the things of God. You've only received the things of God. It's only by the Holy Spirit. And the more you pray in the Spirit, the more you pray in the Spirit, the more your spirit becomes alignment, easy to what? To assess the things from the throne of grace. So now we have received not the Spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we might know the things that have been freely given to us by God. Things that were freely given to us by God. These things we also speak not with words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things. The more you pray in the Spirit, the more your spirit becomes in alignment to God. The more your spirit is built up to receive from God. Hallelujah. To receive from God. Amen. You know, Romans 8:26 says, likewise, the Spirit also helps in our weaknesses, for we do not know what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit Himself makes intercession for us with groaning which cannot be uttered. Sometimes to pray, we don't even know what to pray, but the Holy Ghost makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Verse 27 says, now He who searches the heart knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because what He makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. The Holy Ghost make intercession for us according to the will of God. The more you pray in this, Bible says, my understandings are fruitful. I speak mysteries. The Holy Ghost help you to pray the will of God for your life, for your family. That's why it's time for the church to build spiritual strength. The Lord is instructing the church. And Bible says, and we know that all things work together for good to those who love God and to those who are called according to His purpose. Amen. The Lord wants the church to build spiritual strength. Why? Because of the times that we are in. Because of the devil, your adversary is moving up and down, looking for whom he may devour. The Lord wants us to build spiritual strength. Church, it's time to build spiritual strength. It's time to build spiritual strength. It's time to be strong in our spirit, man, because of the times that we're in, to fight, to contend for the faith, to arise and shine, to be all that God has destined for us to be. That is why we need to build that spiritual strength by fellowshipping more with the Lord, fellowshipping more with the Lord, fellowshipping more with God in His word and prayer. I'm praying the kind of prayer that builds strength. Bible says, with all manners of prayer, pray in the Spirit. Pray in the Spirit. I want to encourage you today. I want to sincerely encourage you today to pray more in the Spirit. You may start 5 minutes, 30 minutes, 2 hours, 3 hours, 6 hours, 12 hours. Pray in the Spirit. You are building your spiritual man. You are building your spiritual man. So that in that evil day, you can be able to withstand against the devices of the devil. Amen. Hallelujah. The Lord wants the church to be spiritual strength. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. It's time to build that strength. It's time to pray more. It's time to pray more. To get into the word. To get into the word more. Bible says, let the word of Christ, which is what, dwell inside of you. It's time to build more. To build spiritual strength more. Not just physical strength, mental strength, financial strength, but to build spiritual strength. Because of the time that we are in. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want us to pray together right now. I want us to pray together right now. The Lord is instructing the church, build spiritual strength at this time. because the days are evil, because of the time that we are in. Amen. Hallelujah. And I want us to begin to pray in the spirit right now. We're going to pray in the spirit right now for those who can pray in the spirit. Begin to pray right now in the spirit. Begin to pray right now in the spirit. Marco Sataya. Begin to build your spiritual strength. Begin to build your spiritual strength. Mentum braka sataya. Belike tu sukoto. Breke tekete mbro. So that you can vigorously oppose, briefly resisting the devil and stand against the adversary and stand your ground. Marka sataya. Begin to take spiritual strength to achieve this by the Spirit of God. By the Spirit of God. Begin to pray in the Spirit right now. Marka sataya. Ask for the grace to spend more time in fellowship with Him. To spend more time in fellowship. Ask for the grace, Lord. To spend more time in fellowship with the Lord. In His word and in prayer. We're going to ask for the grace right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we ask for the grace to spend more time in fellowship with You. In your word and in prayer, in the name of Jesus, to pray more, to exercise our spiritual muscle, that we might be able to build up in our holy faith. Marco sate leketum broko godo sheketing men broko sataya men toko do shekete makasutaya leketu sukutun. Father, we bless You. We thank You for today. Thank You, thank You, Lord Jesus. Thank You, thank You, Father. We bless Your name. We give You praise, Lord. Thank You, Father. Let Your name alone be glorified. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen. I want to give someone an opportunity. You know, you don't know Jesus. You don't know Jesus. You can... Well, the world is suffering. You continue to suffer with the world if you don't know Jesus. But today I want to give an opportunity to ask Jesus to come into your life as your Lord and Savior. Just pray this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, I ask You today to come into my life. Be my personal Lord and Savior. Wash me clean with Your blood that was shed on the cross of Calvary. I receive eternal life into my spirit. I'm now a child of God. Devil, use Your hold over my life. I'm a covenant child of God in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. If you just pray this prayer, you are now a covenant child of God. Jesus has come into your life. He has washed you with His blood. If you pray sincerely and you mean it, you are now a child of God. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you in Jesus' name. Till I see you next time, my name is Olufemi Sokunbi, the president of the Beloved Awakening Ministry. Please write to us. Let us know what God has done in your life. In your life. And God will bless you. God will sustain you in the name of Jesus. I want to pray for anyone that has sickness in your body. You believe in healing for some. Bible says, send forth His word and heal them and deliver them from that destruction. Right now, I pray, I declare, I command that pain to go right now in the name of Jesus. Every sickness in your body, I rebuke you right now in the name of Jesus. Receive strength right now. In your bones, receive strength. In the name of you, in your eyes, receive strength by the power of the Most High God. In the name of Jesus Christ, receive strength in your body. In the name of Jesus Christ, Marka Sataya, I speak life over you right now. Every storm in your business, in your family, I command the peace of God right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank You, Father. I give You praise in Jesus' mighty name. We pray. Amen. Remember, church, the Lord is instructing us to build spiritual strength at this time, that we might be the light of the world indeed, and a city that is set on it and can never be hidden. God bless you in Jesus' name. He who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. In Jesus' name. Amen.